Welcome back to another soul session of a walk back to self-love. Fresh home from watching the Barbie movie. You know, and I told myself when it first came out, I was like, I'm not gonna... Or when I saw the trailer starting to come out, I'm like, no way that this is gonna be good. Like, no way. And that was just my own personal judgment. I'm like, no, I don't think I'm gonna see it. But then something kept pulling me, like, intuitively to it. And I'm like, let me look at the reviews, which I never do. Like, I was just so critical of this before I even saw it. I'm like, because I just assumed it was gonna be one of those wacky movies that, like, I didn't know. And this is where I was sitting here thinking the perfect way to describe Barbie. And I'm not gonna go, like, scene for scene, like, go see it, it's worth it, especially as an adult. Is conscious creating. Conscious creating. Where you are in your conscious creative mind, but yet entertaining. And then you plug in good people and you're like, yeah, yeah. And then you're like, I even like the fashion. Like, yeah, it's supposed to be doll clothes, but this fashion is cute. So I really very much enjoyed the tie-ins, you know, to a Barbie movie, which is real life, you know, the real world versus Barbie land. And they're both equally as bad, you know? And so I just think about our experience in the real world. If you are awake to what's really happening of this whole experience, you know, it's always a choice. You either stay awake or you never wake up, or maybe you float back in between, you know, and figure it out for yourself and try to commingle and coexist with other conscious and unconscious humans. So it's so good. I can't stand when someone, like, breaks apart a movie and you're like, no, like, just go see it. Like, I know that's what a trailer is, but the trailer didn't do the full expression, you know? And that's a good, because you know how some movies, you watch the trailer and you're like, those were the highlights, but not the Barbie movie. And it also talks about being a woman. You know, like the struggles that we have to face as women in society, in this human journey, and what we've had to overcome and what we still have to overcome. And then, of course, broken down by your race, your ethnicity. It's crazy what women have to go through. And not at 100% do we women love each other. You know, and support each other. Because women as one category go through hell and back on this earth coexisting with men. And then, of course, each other at certain times and certain situations. So, you know, I enjoyed it. And then afterwards, I'm walking down Church Street in downtown Burlington. And this woman, I see her on the bus quite a bit. And she came up to me. And she had a very direct, and she had a good hustle. Put it that way. That just, like, tried to search for, like, she had a good hustle. She had, like, she went woman to woman on me. Like, you know, this could happen to you. And I'm like, she has no idea how close to truth she's speaking to and to who she's speaking to. But I seriously had no cash on me. Like, she would have got my dollars. I would have definitely, for her approach at me, she would have got some money for sure. But I don't carry cash on me. Like, you know, when I waited tables throughout different chapters of my life, I always had cash on me. I just never have cash on me. And maybe I should start just carrying like $5-$10 on me. Start giving out singles, you know, because people have some very convincing shit. I'm like, God, she had me. She went woman for woman. You know this could happen to you. I'm not trying to push this on you, but you just energetically made me go there. So yeah, I hear ya. I hear ya. I am not denying that. I am not judging you. You just don't realize how I'm sitting here like, damn, she came at me with something that she doesn't know how close I've been. Wow. So yeah, she would have got some fucking dollars. I'm pissed actually for her that I didn't have cash on me, because I'm like, now that was good. That was good. Like, it comes from a place of appreciation. So yeah, I would have gave you all my monies. That's how strip clubs do it. And now you wonder how, like, you could walk in with $100 and walk out with zero. Like, thank you very much. Appreciation, you know, like, I don't know. It's just funny. Life is bizarre every day. But just the visual stimulation, back to the Barbie movie, the visual stimulation was very good. Very thrilling, you know, and just the detail of everything, both in the visual stimulation and also within the characters and the image of Barbie and the controversial energy wrapped around Barbie for decades and decades. It's wild. So that's how I spent my Saturday night. And then, you know, I got back home and I said to myself, because it was referenced in the movie too, about, you know, your path and like the importance of a Barbie doll to a little girl. And then, like, you know, just the different styles of dolls that little girls are either forced or gravitated to. And a lot, for many, many years, a little girl was always the mother, was always taking care of the baby doll. But then Barbie came along, and Barbie became that ambitious woman that she doesn't have a man by her side. She doesn't have any kids. She's got a career. She's got fashion. She's got beauty. She, you know, of course, obviously the body was very controversial and damaging to the belief that little girls started to form around our bodies of like, oh, I have to be perfect. I have to be thin. I have to have good arches. I have to have great clothes and all this stuff. But it wasn't just about the superficial, stereotypical Barbie. It was the doctor, the lawyer, the activist. You know, then you bring in all kinds of beautiful cultures and ethnicities and races, and you're like, yes, this is Barbie. Like, every kind of woman, except for, like, everybody's got this high-impact energy and obsession over, like, being that significant woman, that perfect, but not by look standards, by credentials, by career, by purposeful path. But what happens to the woman that just is nailing it every day in her wardrobe and feels good and wants to just live life and hopefully find a path? Or, you know, like, you start to identify with different characters that we can choose to play in this human journey. And I believe, back to my own childhood, you know, I never connected to being a mother. I knew early on, and I've talked about this throughout chapters of my life, even on previous episodes. I never connected to being a mother. There was something about the process and something about taking care of a little child annoying me, you know, like, I was just always annoyed by people. That it was like, no, I never connected to it. But I connected to Barbie. I had all kinds of Barbie dolls, from themed Barbie dolls to different shows that turned your favorite celebrities into dolls. Like, I had all kinds of Barbie dolls because I was enamored by the career Barbie. So it's fitting of who I've become as an adult, but I didn't think it had much to do with Barbie until the movie. I was like, you know, like, yes, I never connect. I couldn't stand baby dolls. I'm like, this shit is boring. Take care of this little kid. Like, you're right. But with Barbie, you were like, I'm a doctor. I'm a secretary. I'm a nurse. You know, like, all these cool, I'm an actress. Like, all these awesome careers. And maybe that's when that love of self-sufficiency as a woman in society started to formulate. But I don't think I had a set career. I think I wanted to do it all, as much as I allowed myself to do. But there was something always about, like, being an actress or journalism, you know, TV, which is fitting that I got into radio and then I've been pouring into this podcast from time to time. Because there's a level of performance, there's a level of storytelling, of creating that I really do love. But there's so many other amazing careers out there that I'm like, oh my God, I want to try. But only the ones that I knew I'd put in the work. I'd want to put in the work. Put it that way. I'd want to put in the hard work. You drag your ass out of bed. Like, every day is not perfect, but I love this enough to keep going. Like, that's it. And whatever it morphs into career-wise, I've been pretty challenge accepted about it, you know, for the last 6-7 years. So it's interesting being a woman, you know, and then forgetting how much I loved Barbie dolls. And I know that's so silly, but it's impactful to a little girl who wants to grow up and be something outside of a mother. And there's nothing wrong with being a mother, but it ain't for everybody. And I think the more Elizabeth Gilbert talked about this, the more honest you are with yourself as a woman, that you don't have that motherly tick for a child to go through that, it's okay. It's other people that, for whatever reason, feel the need to either push it on you or analyze you over it. It's like, no, or it could just be that that's not happening. That process ain't happening. But kids are great. You know, they're a ray of sunshine. And they're also little demons. No, I'm just joking. Just kidding. It's just out in public, and you watch how parents have to work hard work raising a human. So you have to want to do it, even if you weren't ready and you're like, oh shit, I better hope I want to do this. But there's that level of wanting to do it, and I just didn't. I never had it, and I've been okay with it. It's other people that have been like, oh, I can't believe you don't want to have kids. Oh, you're missing out, sweetie. I'm like, that's still up for confirmation. I know. I think things through all the way. Like, what's the possibility of this never happening in my lifetime on this earth, this time around the sun? I'm good. I'm real, like, no, I'm good. It's only when you see the things in television, social media, where you sometimes are like, oh man, nah, I'm good. But sometimes it'll tug at you and you're like, oh, this feels uncomfortable. Did I miss my chance? Nah, I'm good. So yeah, being a woman, that's hard work. And I celebrate you if you are a woman and you're listening. I celebrate you. I celebrate everybody, unless you're a piece of shit. Like, true, at your core, piece of shit. I don't celebrate you. But I celebrate people and their successes and, you know, the way that they're manifesting for their life on their path. Hell yeah. Just like I would want somebody to celebrate me. That's what we're supposed to do. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. That's celebrating everybody. Hi, Ken. Hi, Ken. That shit was funny. I was like, oh my God. But that's what I love about creativity, is when you take real life and you manifest it into art, into humans cramming themselves, because tonight's theater was the most packed at this specific theater that I've ever seen. And then we all were walking in and it was like, whoosh, this like cloud of heat just hit us all. We're like, oh my God. And you know, it was in the 70s today, but it's been kind of brisk and chilly and rainy. But I was like, oh my God, this is hot in here. And so then the couple two seats over from me, they're like, it's really, I said, yeah, it was hot when I walked into. They're like, oh my God, it's hot. Everybody just kept complaining. And then finally the air kicked on. I was like, okay. Whew. So it was a very energetically, amusing audience. Like a couple women just nonstop are laughing through the whole thing. And I'm like, and then I sit there, I'm like, I want to see it from their perspective of what's so funny at the moments that I don't laugh, you know, like how people, what makes something funny to somebody or amusing or scary or intense, passionate or boring. Like, this shit is boring. I don't like this. It's just interesting. We're all our unique little dolls in this game of life. And I'm still on my journey. You're still on your journey. And we are coexisting in the real world. So I think that's a good place to put a pin in it. I just wanted to come on and do my little Barbie recap. And of course, you know, Nikki comes out with Ice Spice of an Aqua, of a Barbie song. And I'm like, yes, because I did like I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Back in the day, that was a good little jam for me. So then when you remix it in 2023, I was like, yes, I like this. So yeah, I needed that. That was my own little girl's night, you know, because Barbie, wow. Okay, so thanks for energy exchanging with me. Thanks for showing up and supporting the podcast still. I really appreciate you. And, you know, doing, whether it's with a co-host or whether it's solo, to know that I still get people that come to this podcast and listen and then come back. Even if you're like, whoa, what? Or, wow, that's really amusing. I have a similar perspective. Or if you're like, whatever, no. Whatever the emotion may be, I appreciate you listening. So remember to be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.